on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, J. Will, and you're listening to the J. Will Podcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered a legal, health, tax, or professional advice of any kind. We are not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast information. You can find the J. Will Podcast homepage on RSS.com. And to donate to the podcast, please do so. Find the donate feature on the homepage. Or you may do so via Cash App at $JWillPodcast. Again, that's $JWillPodcast. You can follow my music page at James Williams Music on Facebook. This podcast is also brought to you by J. Will Music Production, LLC. For more information, hit me up at LeeWillJ@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up at JWillMusicProductionLLC@gmail.com. This podcast is also sponsored by Charlie's Music Factory. For your recording and consulting needs, email Mr. Chris Crane at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. Don't forget to tune in for the J. Will Gospel Show and the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show on the J. Will Gospel Radio. Download the Live 365 app and type in J. Will Gospel Radio, and then you'll get your boy, J. Will. You can listen to gospel music 24/7, 7 days a week. We have all genres. Hit me up for more information. That is LeeWillJ@gmail.com or JWillMusicProductionLLC@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, homies and homettes, boys and girls, cats and kittens, dogs and puppies, guess who I have in the studio with me tonight or today, whatever time zone you're in? I have Mr. and Mrs. Elder Ricky and Dr. Olivia Rain. Hello, folks.
How are you all doing?
All right. How are y'all?
Good.
We are wonderful.
Good. Wonderful.
Yep. Now, I need y'all to turn your microphone down just a little bit because it's feedback. We'll make sure we get that right. Say hello.
Hold on 1 second. One second.
That's perfect. Whatever you did right there, that's good.
Okay. It works a little bit better.
Oh, that's 100% better. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Good. Listen, I am so ecstatically elated to have y'all in this podcast session with me. And I want to start off by saying thank you.
Yes, you are welcome.
It's a blessing.
Yes, sir. So where are y'all from?
Mississippi. We're from, well,
Oxford, Mississippi.
Well, is that, that's up in the Delta or something? Where is that?
It's not in the Delta. It's more so, well, I kind of like the northeast or north, kind of northwest, middle, like in the middle of the northeast, northwest Mississippi area. You know, where Ole Miss. Mississippi, that's where we're located.
And we're about 60 miles south of Memphis.
Right.
Oh, okay. Man, so y'all can slide over and get some good barbecue.
Mm-hmm. We do regularly.
Yeah. All right. So are y'all originally from there?
No. Well, I'm originally from Black Hawk, Mississippi. I don't know if anybody ever heard of Black Hawk, but it's just a small little speck in like the central Mississippi area coming up out of the Delta. It's called the Hills.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep, and I am originally from Poplarville, Mississippi. That's down south Mississippi, down on the coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Hornet Country.
Hornet Country, that's right.
Yeah. So I got to ask this question. So both of y'all being from different spectrums of Mississippi, how'd y'all meet?
College.
Mississippi Valley State University.
That's it. Yeah, we met in college. Of course, you know, Rick was a little older than me, but we were in college and at a dormitory, and we became friends. And then he graduated. I was still there. He came back to speak, I think, as a guest speaker the day before graduation. And we reconnected. And from there, we started dating and been
the rest is history.
The rest is history. Going on 10 years next month.
Yep.
No, 10 years?
10 years married next month. Yes.
Wow. So, well, what a Harry met Sally story there.
It is.
So both of y'all went to the same college. What was ladies and gentlemen, homies and homettes, Mrs. Rain is a doctor. I want to get that twisted, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm going to call Dr. Olivia or Dr. O. So what is your doctorate in?
My doctor's in business administration, specializing in human resource management. So that is my area that I teach. I actually teach those areas in college. Yes.
So it's Dr. Professor.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I need to get my my thesaurus out and make sure that my words and stuff mean what they mean.
You're good. As long as you know business. That's what I tell my students. I know business. I've known business my whole life. And so when I went on to school to complete my PhD in it, it's just something I love. It's just something I love to teach. So as long as you know business and all of that, you'll be good. You'll work good in my class.
She's the go-to.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, Ricky, what was your major?
My major was in music. I went to Mississippi Valley State University. Actually graduated valedictorian in my class in music. It was a mere 4.0. It was a 3.97, but I graduated top of my class. And then from there, I went to Ole Miss and received my master's degree. And then about 3 years ago, 2021, I graduated with the educational specialist where, mm-hmm. you know, one day I can become an administrator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, you know, it's very rare that I'm lost for words just because I want to make sure I say the right words. But we have two master educators, you know, one with a master's degree and one with a doctorate. And so, ladies and gentlemen, these are no ignorant people. Definitely graduating valedictorian of your class and stuff is a huge accomplishment. And kudos to both of you for that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I got to ask this question because I'm going to play devil's advocate. So when y'all get mad at each other, do you like use big words like, oh, that wasn't so prodigious at all?
All simple words. And honestly, that's how we made it to this 10 years. We rarely get mad at each other. It's very rare that we do. So it's simple words, though.
Yeah, that is hilarious. That is hilarious. Like, you know, that what you said was very benighted. Like,
no big words
just
over here.
Just the simplest of words.
Simplest of words.
Man. I tell you what. So let's talk about your ministry. Tell me about your ministry. If you can look up in the right-hand panel there, I have It's Time Talk Show. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. How did y'all get involved with that?
Well, I think it would be best, Rick, to start off with how he started with Let It Rain Ministry, and then we'll go into there. Like, he can explain it better.
So how we came about doing Let It Rain Ministries was, it was actually during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And during the pandemic, I was sitting in the room, in our kitchen, matter of fact. And I was sitting there talking to my wife and I said, I want to be able to do about some kind of ministry where we can be able to, you know, spread the word, mm-hmm. you know, online. Because, you know, it was a lot of things that was closed during the time. So, I wanted to start this online ministry. And that's how I came about Let It Rain Ministries. With the E, mm-hmm. and from there, God has just been doing some great things with our ministry.
And so then with him starting that, it has always been my dream to have my own talk show, and I just didn't know how to go about doing it. So I was kept trying to do it on my own. And I was like, well, I'm going to start this. But it just would never start until one day God spoke to me and said, you need to do this with your husband. You need both of us in this. And so when I finally got a clear understanding of it, I talked with my husband about it. And I say, I want to start this talk show, and I want you to be with me. I want us to do it together. And I want us to kind of start this again this year of 2025, just starting this new thing of It's Time Talk Show. And I mean, I can get into details how the name came about and everything, but that's yeah. kind of how we started it off, you know. No,
so how did the name come about?
Oh, well, I'm going to try to tell it without getting emotional, but my grandmother passed in December of 2024.
Sorry to hear
and, that. A week before she passed, we were trying to come up with names for the show. And so I was just trying to, and then next thing you know, my husband said, what about It's Time? And for some reason, that stuck with me. It stuck with me, but I said, you know, well, let's kind of keep thinking about it. Let's kind of keep seeing what works. A week later, my grandmother passed and my mother called me before I could get down to the hospital. She called and she said, my grandmother laid her hand on her chest. On her hand, and she said, "It's time."
Wow!
And after that, she went on out. Not before we all got there. Not before I rushed down the highway from Oxford to Jackson, Mississippi. I mean, not Jackson. I'm sorry, Lexington, Mississippi. And that stuck with me. That was that second time that it stuck with me. It's time. My grandmother said that her last words. It was time for her to go home, and then. At her funeral, my cousin, Dr. Olester Johnson, who has a church in Memphis, Tennessee, he preached the funeral and the title was It's Time.
Wow.
And so that was that third confirmation that I knew that it was that should be the name. And so that's why we dedicated this show to her about It's Time. It's time, wow. You know, to build our relationship with God, build our lives and our relationships. Period, with people, our families, our coworkers, our people that we see on a day-to-day basis.
And even those that are going mm-hmm. through, you know, people that are strangers that we've never, you know, even experienced before, you know, right. being able to spread the word out to those people too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell you what, it's amazing how something so traumatic
mm-hmm.
can push us into something so good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I remember when my grandmother was in the hospital, she was out of it. She was laying there. She was having agonal respirations. And we were all standing in there and a friend of mine came in. He says, yeah, I remember Granny. Every time she'd come into church in a wheelchair, but every time the spirit would get high, mm-hmm. she couldn't shout no more, but she would do her shoulders like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that made me, you know, think, man, I should be praising God more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but some things that are traumatic help you, you know, really realize.
Right, right. And that's the thing. That's the thing about it. My grandmother, she was 92 years old, but she was praising. She couldn't walk around anymore, but she was going to praise God in any way she could.
Yeah.
She was going to praise him all the way into the end.
So I was reading your mission statement mm-hmm. to empower, impact, and promote the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. For others to live for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you come up with that mission statement?
Well, you can speak on it.
Well, it actually came from inside because I was asking the Lord. I said, Lord, give me something that can really be able to not only just, you know, stick, mm-hmm. but also to be able to stay with someone, mm-hmm. stay with those people. So right. it was, you know, one of my favorite words when it comes to ministry is impact.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I wanted to ensure that the word impact was used in that in the term to be able to promote promote the kingdom of Christ. Mm-hmm. One thing we talked about not too long ago in our services was kingdom prayers. Mm-hmm. And you know, and just by that talking along about kingdom prayers, we have to be able to build up the kingdom because the Bible says that we must seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all of the things will be added. And that's why it's important that when we being able to expound upon mm-hmm. reaching other people, that they can be able to know and understand the importance of what it means to seek God first. Right. So that's why this ministry, this mission statement was to be able to promote and to impact, to know that they can find Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, empowering, impacting, and promoting. I can tell you right now, the impact that we need on society right now We really need it. And it's not, for me, it's not just, you know, I'm trying not to go political here, but a lot of people are upset with, you know, who we've elected as president. We won't say any names, but who we've elected as presidents, but they're not trying to empower or impact or improve themselves.
Right.
But they're so worried about this. Right. But what are we doing for ourselves? So definitely you reaching out to the community, reaching out to other people to empower them. So I got to ask this question. I know you want to empower people for the kingdom of God, but what specifically do you want to tap into as far as the empowering? I went deep, didn't I? Did I go deep?
You went real deep.
Well, I saw you had you got the title of elder, so I assumed that you're an astute, an astute student in theology, and so with the both of you, I can have this type of theological discussion. Mm-hmm. I'm a theology major from Oakland City University myself, mm-hmm. So we can have this type of theology. So what type of empowering do you want to, you know, impute in people?
One thing, you want to be able to mentor those people, go out into the communities. That's one of the most important things, because we've been taught the importance of mission and going out to, go out to reach those people, not just through the online, not just through, just being behind the pulpit, but also going out to impact those people and talk to those people, because, you know, like I said, you never know how someone may be going through some things, and if we're constantly being in a church or being somewhere to where we're not meeting the needs of those people, then, you know, we're giving ourselves a disservice.
Right, yeah. Right.
And I'll chime in on that too. I think about this because we both grew up in the church our whole life, and one thing that, you know, I've been taught and what we try to do is we have to live a life that's an example of what God wants us to live.
Yeah.
And then by people seeing that through our lives and how we live, that's how we can empower people or want people to want to live for God and build his kingdom. And so that's why, you know, community and being involved in our everyday life, you know, of doing all of that is what we see that is the most thing to empower our community. And once they see what we're doing and how we're impacting, because sometimes just coming on Sunday morning in a pew may not be that way to empower people, or may not be that, but actually getting out there or letting people see what you're doing, letting people see your lifestyle or what you have going on and how you're uplifting and edifying God in everything you do is a good example for the community. You know, and showing what we have and what God is doing in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, we have to empower people. One of the things that comes to mind with me is you want to empower people that their current situation doesn't mean that it's going to be this way forever.
Right. That's it.
You know, I mean, it's impossible. You know, I got a problem. I got a, y'all gonna have to pray for me, right? Elder Ricky, keep me in prayer, bro, for real, because I have a problem with clergy that are always preaching cattle on Thousand Hill belong to my God, the silver and the gold. You know how we do. The silver belong to God, but then a lot of churches are full of poor people,
mm-hmm.
So it don't add up to me. Mm-hmm. So part of that empowering is, to me, is, you know, the Bible says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not supposed to be broke if I'm in Christ. I'm not supposed to be in poor health if I'm in Christ. Part of that empowering is, to me, is changing, you know, the mindset,
mm-hmm.
you know, and actually getting people to believe, yes, I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So I commend y'all on that.
Yes, yes. And I'm chiming on that. again, you say like how people are in church and the poor and things. And one thing that our leader, which is the Dr. Edwin Smith in our church that we attend here in Oxford, teaches us about how we can, again, impact the community for people who may be going through, instead of just inching for people's funds or different things like that, we're giving back. So we give clothes back. We give food back. We give, like I said, when they see us doing things like that in the community, that pushes them and want them to come and be in the church or understand where God is coming from. Right. When you said he wants us to prosper, he doesn't want us to struggle and things like that, because we're being a beacon in the community.
Yeah.
You know? And the most important thing is too, you know, just to piggyback off of what she was saying, you know, we do nursing home ministries. We do a lot of those things where, you know, we're not just always stuck in the church. We're going out, going out, bringing the church to other people, nursing home, bringing about communion. If, you know, if we have, you know, elderly people that are not able to come to church on Sundays, you know, we're bringing, they're bringing the communion to their home to let them know that, hey, we care about you. You know, we love you. We miss you. And that way, you know, it's not about, you know, or we want to come from him. One thing our pastor taught us about the importance was fishing. We have to catch it. We have to bring them in. Once we catch them, we can bring them in.
And you utilizing those tools, I mean, Jesus, I mean, a prime example of that is what Jesus did. He knew the people were hungry, and it wouldn't have did him any good to preach to them while they were hungry. So he fed them, sat them down in the grass, then he taught them. Instead of, I mean, if we're trying to clean people up and all we're using people for is a vehicle of revenue, then it becomes an in-house recycle of revenue. It's all circulating. The same people are giving and putting back. It's just recirculating inside. But reaching out is the empowering, and it provides an impact on the people because they know you care.
That's it.
Wow. I'm proud of y'all. I really am. So I was looking, your slogan was through the word of God, empower and impact is becoming a new and better you.
And a better you. Yeah.
A new and better you. Explain that to me. How did you come up with that?
Okay. So, one of the slogans I've always learned from her when I met her in college was, you know, overcoming to becoming. When you're overcoming something, you become a better person. So when I came up with this slogan, a new and a better you, you know, we can have the same old lifestyle, but if you're having, like you said earlier, if we can be able to change the mindset, then we can become new. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So therefore, that's where I came up with the new and a better you. So that way you won't go back doing the same things or living the same old lifestyle in order to say, hey, I'm changing my ways. I'm doing something different. I'm doing something new. And I know that there's a greater purpose that is calling me to do greater things. So that's where I came with the new and the better you.
Amen. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I often talk to people and they say, oh, I've been baptized. So are you a new person since you've been baptized? What are we doing to improve ourselves after we've been baptized? And I, you know, another thing I realized is that I have to stop asking people, are they saved? It sounds crazy, right? But I ask people, do you have anything you need to repent of? And that changed the whole conversation. Because everybody, oh yeah, I know the man. But an unrepentant heart keeps you from being new.
Right.
We got to repent. And so, you know, I'm impressed with the slogan. I ain't going to take credit for it. I ain't going to copyright it none, but I'm definitely going to be using that, you know. We want to be empowered to so we can experience the new you, the new man.
Right.
Wow. So y'all started the ministry in during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on sidebar here for a minute. I'm gonna digress. So I was seeing y'all online, and y'all was doing some cooking shows there for a minute.
Yes, that's our other ministry.
Yeah,
business as well, we'll say. Yes.
Look, I don't really get jealous too often, but when Brother Ricky had that food on that plate, man, I was like, wow, I wish I was there. Do y'all cook in the kitchen together all the time?
Oh, well, he doesn't cook at all. So I have always just been in the kitchen myself. He'll be ready to eat. He'll be ready for that plate when I'm done. But I mostly do all the cooking.
I can't do it like her. I'm nowhere near her.
No.
Now, bro, you from the deep south, man. You from Poplarville, Mississippi, man. You got to know how to cook, man.
Mm-mm.
Well, about that.
Yeah.
I was doing the same thing that I do with her. I just eat.
That's it. That's all. I realized that years ago that he just can't do it. So we all know our areas. So I do cooking.
Sometimes I get afraid of burning the kitchen now. Mm-hmm. So that's why I just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's do that, burn the kitchen now.
Please.
So y'all still doing the cooking shows? I hadn't seen them lately.
Yeah. Yes, actually, that's where our page is. It's called Chef OJ 101, and I still do cooking tutorials on there. I've gotten back into doing like catering and weekly menus and things like that. So, again, that has been my dream since I was a little girl. So we're still doing those cooking tutorials on Facebook, Instagram, all of that.
So tell the people, what's the webpage again now?
Chef, it's on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Chef OJ 101.
Chef OJ 101.
101, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's going to teach you how to boil water and put salt in it and maybe cook some hot water cornbread.
All of it.
Some catfish with real cornmeal, not this bread battered stuff.
Yes. Yeah,
some grits with cheese.
Mm-hmm. Grits with cheese, everything.
That's some southern eating right there. I tell you, y'all making me hungry.
I know.
Y'all making me hungry. Yeah, as I was looking at your cooking show, I was like, oh wow, that is so cute. There. And mm-hmm. Brother Ricky just had a big old smile on his face. And he was licking his chops. It's like, oh yeah. I'm finna get it in.
Yes, I think he's benefiting the most from those cooking shows. So I think he's benefiting the most.
So do you remember your first episode with It's Time Talk Show?
Yes.
What was that first episode like for the both of you to come in together? Were you nervous? Well, were you anxious?
I guess I can speak first. I was nervous for sure, because he's usually the one that's online and, you know, preaching and things like that with Let It Rain. So for us to do this, it was just a new thing, and I was very nervous.
I know, like, I was. I was like, mm-hmm. You know, I know I do a lot of online. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm lost for words. So yeah, it was a little nervous.
You know what? It's a little challenging when you see yourself looking at yourself,
right,
and
right.
Trying to figure out stuff to say. You know what I'm saying? What was your first episode about?
New beginnings. It's time for a new beginning. We started our pilot episode with kind of just giving a background of the show, and then we went into new beginnings. And that was the start of the new year. So we felt that was most befitting for us to kind of start off with that. And so we just went in and gave some, you know, insights on new beginnings with your relationship with God, new beginnings in your life, new beginning with relationship with people that you have in your life. So, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I just did a podcast with Bishop Isaac Hamner. Mm-hmm. Since you brought up relationships, I throw this out there. We did a podcast on the DRD47 gene that people have that causes like thrill seeking and stuff like that.
Oh.
If you have the 7+, you're more likely to be a cheater.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I never really heard of it. Yeah. Was it the DR? What did you say? The
DR D4.
D4.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. But yeah. So I bring that up to ask, what has been your favorite subject so far?
Oh, when we talked about stop worrying, because yeah. I'll be honest, these topics are not just for to reach other people, it's to reach ourselves as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of our topics are things that we may be struggling with or things that we may kind of need a refresher on. And so far, you know, we, like I said, we haven't been many topics, but stop worrying. It's time to stop worrying was the, I think, one of my favorite topics.
Yeah.
Because we got to stop worrying.
Because worrying is just like a rocking chair. You're going back and forth and not getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Hey, look, you're going back and forth like a rock chair. You're just going back and forth.
That's it. So it's time to stop worrying. Trust God.
Yeah. So, I mean, worrying kind of like diminishes your faith.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
That's it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, you know, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Right.
So we can't say that we totally trust God, but we're worrying about a situation.
Mm-hmm. You have to fully trust him in everything that you do.
So, how do you convince a person that, you know, like, oh, yeah, whatever? I mean, what do you tell them to, you know, to get them to believe and trust God more?
Well, I know he gave a lot of great points. And I know, can you remember the main points that we talked about on that episode?
I know one of the main things was, you know, we got to understand that we have to be able to, you know, continue to keep convincing them, keep encouraging them, just, mm-hmm. you know, keep trying, because, you know, faith without works is dead. You got to put forth the work.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the other things is when you're worrying, it's like you're worshiping your problem.
Mm-hmm.
But when you surrender your worrying, it lets you know that, you know, you're giving it to God. You know, when you pray, don't worry.
Yeah.
When you worry, don't pray. You know, we've heard that every time, so many times growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm looking at one of your missions is to foster a deeper understanding of how faith influences every aspect of life,
mm-hmm.
whether it's navigating through the complexities of relationships,
mm-hmm.
embracing God's purpose, or tackling everyday struggles with faith as a foundation. Like, I know you keep convincing people, you talk to them, you try to, you know, help them understand that faith, or what, immunoun in the Hebrew, I think it means confident expectation in the Hebrew. Mm-hmm. So convincing people to have a confident expectation, meaning that, you know, God never fails.
Right.
That he's consistent, he's always there.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the consistency just didn't stop with my grandfather or mother or grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It goes mm-hmm. on forever and ever, convincing yeah. people that, you know, God's love never fails.
Right.
Continuation. Right.
And it's funny you said that, because we talked a little bit about it in the episode about how generational worry can happen and how certain things, but you know, you don't have to worry, because like your grandmother worried or your mother worried or think for things like that. You can fully trust God. You can fully submit everything, every problem, every situation, yep. whatever it is, you can submit it to God, no matter what's going on in your life, financial, mentally, physically, spiritually. Give all to him.
Yep.
Have faith in him, trust in him, and then don't worry about it. You know, and again, that's something that is kind of hard for a lot of us to do.
Yeah.
Because we got that self and that flesh and that human part of us in there. But when we give those little tidbits and things like that to help motivate people, you know, it begins to think, or you begin to think about those things. Mm. And that's going to help push people to want to continue to have faith. Every time something has gone on in our lives and God has brought us through, it's supposed to build your faith up. It don't supposed to push you down,
right?
You know, because God put went through it. It's supposed to build it up.
And that's what we look at. And we got also got to learn to take our hands off of
take
the situation.
Take your hands off of it.
Oh, wow. Say that again. I don't think they heard that.
We've got to learn to take our hands off of the situation.
Man, I could have put you in A flat right there.
Well.
Yeah.
That's A flat right there.
Yeah. Take your hands off of it.
Yep.
Wow. Why is it so difficult for people to just stand back and let God do what he do?
Like you said, because it's the human side of things, you know.
We want to be in control.
Yeah, we want to be in control of every situation. It's kind of like you have a remote control. It's like you're trying to change your own channels instead of just sitting back and just letting God navigate through things in our lives.
We want to control
put
what we
the remote control down That's and let it. God handle it.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm reading here and it says your approach is rooted in authenticity and compassion. What makes the two of you compassionate?
Well, I think, again, it's our walk with God and then our personalities. The way we approach topics, and if people see our previous episodes and things like that, is we come with a sense of understanding. We understand what people go through. We understand what people are dealing with. Because it's one thing when you just preach to the screen or you preach to the camera and you tell people you need to do this, you need to do that. But some people don't receive that way. But if you have with compassion and understanding, again, I have to go back to how our leaders are. They come with a compassion and understanding, which teaches us how to navigate with working with people in that way. And so we take that approach through our ministry. It's just understanding that we all go through. One thing I think our first lady talks about, you know, if you can just get them in there, you know, and by how you treat them and by how you do them, then they can be able to, you can work with them. Get them in, then work with them. And so that's come from compassion with people more so than, again, coming just aggressive and all of that when we walk to talk to people.
And then living the life too. We have to live the life because how can people hear or how can they be able to live the life if we're not living the life?
Right.
You know, I can't, you know, we can't tell somebody about how we should love each other if I don't even love my wife.
Right.
We have to show the love too. So.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be turbulence.
Yep.
But I mean, married couples should be able to come back and reason together without acting a fool in front of people, and then you just ruin your witness.
That's it.
That's great stuff. So where can the people find your show?
Yeah, well, we have a YouTube. I let him talk about the YouTube because he's mostly over all the productions for our show.
So it's on YouTube, and it's you can click on at It's Time Talk Show.
It's Time Talk Show. And what do you go live?
Yeah, we do go live. Most of our stuff is
pre-recorded, but it goes live on Thursdays at 7 p.m. And then also we do have it on Chef OJ 101 page on Facebook, as well as Let It Rain Ministries page on Facebook.
7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's important. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Because I'm on Eastern Time. So we had to get that figured out. You know, one of us would have been sitting on here an hour waiting up. What's for the future?
For as our ministry and this show, I really, and when I was telling my husband this, I really want to take this show to even a higher level. After this first season, like we're going to be doing maybe 10 or so episodes total for this first season. But next season, I want us to take it to where we have guests come on. We have people that we can talk to. That way people can see from different perspectives. So I really want to elevate this show into something that's even outside of just screened on YouTube and things like that. So I'm speaking that into existence because I told my husband this, that that's where I want us to go, and along with his ministry overall of Let It Rain Ministry. So we're trying to reach masses with this show. And I know it's a process, but we're going to kind of take it step by step and not rush it, but just take it to where it needs to go.
Right.
So any plans for, you know, starting your own church?
Well,
if you ain't talked about it with your pastor, don't disclose that information. Just say non-applicable.
I was going to say non-applicable because even with that, you know, if God gave it to me, I'm gonna talk with my pastor. But no, non-applicable. Right now, we love what we are as far as serving under our leaders because our leaders are very anointed, they're loving, and we take so much in from them too with the guidance and the mentorship and all of those things. So
what church do you guys attend in Oxford?
We attend New Freedom Church of God of Christ in Oxford, Mississippi, under the leadership of Dr. Pastor Edwin Smith and First Lady Evangelist Fanny Smith.
Okay. Now, how'd y'all end up Church of God in Christ?
I'm cozy.
You know, I was Baptist.
That's why I asked that. Because I was thrown off because I saw Elder Ricky. I was like, well, wait a minute. He must go full gospel or something.
No.
Okay, so what happened was I was at a I was still going to Baptist church when she was attending the Church of God because she actually joined the church New Freedom here in Oxford first. And I was I was playing I was a musician at another church, which was Baptist. And then toward the end of it, a few years ago, the Lord laid it on my heart, said, it was time for me to move on to,
right. Because he started attending like our Bible studies and different things like that. And then our pastor began mentoring him. And then, God, I guess, kept dealing with him, because I never tried to convert him over to Kojic or anything like that. It was a dealing. But like I said, I've been Kojic my whole life. And it's through our leaders, I think, that kind of pushed him on over the leadership and the guidance that they give us is what pushed him more to come. And then he started coming to church with me and been there ever since.
Not long afterwards,
like about a year or so later, that's when I became an ordained elder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up Church of God in Christ.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was the minister of music at Rose of Sharon Church. Rose
of Sharon.
Yeah. Now I play organ for Baptist Church, and then I play a second service that Sunday for Apostolic Church.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I don't know whether to shout or pull out the hymnal.
I understand that.
So, I thank God for your ministry. I'm definitely praying for your ministry. Tell the people one more time where they can view your ministry at. I'm gonna pull this flyer up here.
Okay.
Can y'all see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at YouTube, that. We have It's Time, and then also our Facebook, Chef OJ 101, and then with our Facebook page, people can see our many endeavors, kind of like you mentioned before, from cooking to our It's Time talk show, to quick words, to everything that we're doing. Sometimes we go to a lot of local places, do reviews, we do everything. So our Facebook page sees all of our many endeavors that we do, but our YouTube is It's Time Talk Show. It really highlights our talk show we have.
Yeah, God, Life, and Relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With Elder Ricky and Dr. O'Rain.
Yeah.
Wow. Thursdays at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And if the people want to get in contact with you just to ask questions about it, it's letitrainministries@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Again, it's letitrainministries@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the two of you taking the time out to spend with the old man.
We've enjoyed you.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to do this again. And let me know, you know, if we can collaborate on some other issues, you know, because I like to talk, obviously. Old people like to talk anyway, right? You know, I was looking on, I saw a video clip the other day, and this is how I know that your ministry can really be impactful at this time. Mm-hmm. There was a 16-year-old in North Carolina who had first-degree murder. Mm. And he got arrested, and he got arraigned, and he got life in prison.
Wow.
Because that's what it is over in North Carolina. You get first-degree murder, you get life in prison. So he's 16 years old, and he's just faced with, he's just got life in prison. Mm-hmm. So young people, more than anything, need, it's time.
Yes. Because
there's issues we need to talk about. We need to talk about adolescent self-esteem issues.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about, don't get me started.
Because the list goes on.
We got here in Cleveland, Ohio, they have furry conventions. Y'all ever heard of that?
Furry convention?
Furry. So, all right, I'm going to school y'all. Furries, a furry is a person that believes that they're an animal and they dress up like that animal. So they have furries and they have this furry convention. And so it's time that we talk about this type of stuff because there's some psychological disorders going. And I believe that it has a lot to do with sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because the trick of the enemy and demonic possession is running rampant and it's very prevalent. And it's time that somebody besides just the three of us are standing up to defend the gospel and help people know that, hey, what you're doing is part of demonic possession. You're not a cat. You weren't born a dog.
Right.
You know, if you know, I like the scene in Coming to America said, Mama called him Clay. I'm gonna call him Clay. You was born John. I'm not finna call you Jennifer.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot going on. And like you said, people mentally are disturbed or are influenced. And we have to go back to the Word of God. And that's what we for sure want to promote is the Word of God. It stands truth. And God and Jesus is where we stand.
That's what's going to stand forever, too.
Yes, that's what's going to stand forever.
You know, God said he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And I love the scripture that says his word will not come back unto him void.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's it.
So I felt that one. I'm believing, and those of you that are listening to us, I'm believing that God is going to change your disposition into a fixed position in him.
That's it.
I like that.
You know, and I'm praying that each and every last one of you, if you haven't repented, you haven't been born again, this is your time to be born again.
Yeah.
And I just feel the need to do this. Those of you that are listening to us, I want you to repeat this prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Mm-hmm. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that you died for me on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And God the Father rose you again in 3 days with all power. So I open the doors of my heart and I receive you as my personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, the Lord is now in your heart. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You don't have to live a life of sin anymore. And I invite you to email letitrainministries@gmail.com. letitrainministries@gmail.com. That's RAINE ministries@gmail.com. And find out more information of what you have to do to get involved in the church, to get involved in the ministry, so that you can see God, you can see the kingdom of heaven when Jesus comes back to get us again.
Yeah. Whatever questions you may have, email and we will help and inspire, empower, whatever it may be, impact all of it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, home skillets, and homettes, this is your boy Jay Will. Don't y'all go anywhere. I'm gonna remove y'all from the stage, and we're gonna do an exit, and we're gonna see you in just a few minutes. Don't hang up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in, talking with Elder Ricky and Olivia Rain. We thank God for their ministries. Support their ministries. Let It Rain Ministries. That's R-A-I-N-E Ministries. Let It Rain Ministries at gmail.com. Wonderful people. You've heard about the website. If you look in the description, you'll see more information about how you can get in touch with them if you need to. Two professional people, two highly intelligent people that love God. Everybody out there ain't cray cray. There are some of us that still love Jesus and believe that he's coming back again to get his people and take us back, because it says he went to prepare a place for us. Just to come, that where he is, we one day we may be also. Don't forget to tune in to the J. Will Gospel Radio Station, Live 365. Go ahead and download that app and tune into the radio station 24/7 gospel music. And if you need me, hit me up, LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com, or either JWillMusicProduction@gmail.com. All right, until next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, and may the Lord God give you peace. Let's go. I'm going to holler.